neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Parashat Yitro, we see that there are lots of explanation that what caused Yitro to come. So now the puzzling matter here is, when he says Vayishma Yitro, so what did he hear? What did he hear? What did he hear? No. It says in the Torah, it says, Et kol asher asah Elokim leMoshe uLisrael. It says. So why do you need the extra thing? It says here, it says in the Pasuk, that he heard that whatever Hashem has done to Moshe and Yisrael Amo. So now, then we see the addition. That they explained, he heard Qariyat Yamsuf, that split, that the ocean was split, and the war of the Amalek, and the man, and the bear Miriam, and so on. But we don't need all of these. Because here it says already that he heard whatever that Hashem did to Moshe and Amistad. And the question is, what impression he had from the splitting of the sea, the Qariyat Yamsuf? What did he pick up from it? Was there any need that Hashem put Am Yisrael through the sea? Was there any need for it?
No.
Hashem could destroy the Mishrim and that's it. No? Yes? So there was no need to go through the ocean. Yes?
Based on that logic, there is no need for anything. Because Hashem can do whatever he wants all the time.
That's true. But so we have to find out if he has done a procedure, what do we pick up from it? What are we supposed to pick up from it? So now, what did he understand from Qariyat Yamsuf? What did he learn from Qariyat Yamsuf? What did he learn?
Yitro.
Yes. So what happened in Qariyat? Why Hashem pulled the Mishrim through the Yamsuf? What was the purpose?
Because they threw the children
in there. Midah kenegad midah.
Ah. So now, yeah, the Egyptian, they said that Hashem has swear and he's promised that he's not going to destroy the world through the water. But they didn't read the Rashi. The Rashi says Hashem brings tsunami. So they didn't read that part. So now Hashem wanted to show him that the same way that you threw the children of Amisad in the ocean, then I'm going to punish you exactly measure for measure. So now what did Yisrael understand from this? What did he understand from it?
Hashem is just.
That he punishes exactly measure for measure. So now, his understanding was Hashem Shamayim?
Yes.
It was for the sake of Hashem?
No, was
he wanted to prove to himself.
Not sake of Hashem.
So he was scared that he came. So his intention was not exactly 100%. Yad Yamsuf, he understood that if you do something, Hashem is going to pay you back exactly the same way. Good?
Yeah, he believed in it, but now it was proved to him. That's why he left.
But it was not Hashem Shamayim. It was not for the sake of Hashem.
No, it was for him.
It was for his own benefit.
Yes.
So he should not be credited. Because he went by the formula, it's called Yirat Onish. That means you just do things so Hashem will not punish you.
Even was for himself, but still he got reward because he believed in Hashem.
He was in the search mode, that's different.
Say?
He was in the mode of researching and trying to find out. That's different than if somebody is already Jewish.
I understand, but his intention is not kosher. It's not kosher. So you don't serve Hashem because Hashem is going to punish you. But you put on tefillin because you're afraid that Hashem will punish you. Why do you put on tefillin? No, because you want to obey whatever Hashem has told you. You love Hashem, whatever that He has told you, you want to do it with simcha, with happiness and joy. So now what did he learn from Amalek? Why did he come when he heard that such a thing happened as the war of the Amalek? Why did he come?
Maybe he can, this is the best time to strike?
No, there was a war. So he heard the war and came.
He came to prove that Amalek are wrong and Israel is right.
Amalek is wrong?
Yes.
Well, how would he show that Amalek is wrong?
By supporting the Israeli, we do.
Let's say the 10 Makot, the 10 plagues, did it not prove that Muslims are wrong? Yes?
Yes.
But he doesn't say that he heard the 10 Makot. Doesn't say that.
But he did.
Understand? But why here it says that whatever he heard, it was only specified as far as Qiryat Yamsuf and Amalek. But Qiryat Yamsuf is covered. What did he learn from Amalek? Who was Amalek?
Grandson of the
Right. Amalek was the son of
Grandson
of Eliphaz.
Yes.
Right. So who was his mother?
Timnah.
Right. So who was Timnah?
Daughter of Ishmael.
No. Timnah was
the wife
and the daughter of Eliphaz. So Eliphaz married his daughter, his own daughter. So he was a daughter from a wife that was already married from the Alufay Esav.
Can I ask one question? If he learned Torah with Yitzhak Avinu, how would he do such a thing?
So that shows us that just learning Torah, just for the sake of learning Torah, is not going to do anything to you. So that's what the whole point here. That's what the Eliphaz, we see, you know, where will he end up to? So now, here, Timnah became the wife of Eliphaz. So the Midrash says that Timnah went to Avraham Avinu, alav shalom, wanted to marry Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu says, no, you know, you're not our type, sorry. So then she went to Yitzhak Avinu. So also Yitzhak Avinu said, you know, I'm sorry, you know, there was a reason that my Abba rejected you, so I'm not going to accept it. So now Timnah goes to Yaakov Avinu to become the wife of Yaakov Avinu, alav shalom. So Yaakov Avinu says, how could it be? You know, my grandfather, my father, they rejected you. You want me to marry you? I'm not going to marry you. So now she didn't give up. So he said, I have to do something to join this nation, this family. So what did she do? She married the grandchild of Esav. So now, here, what is Yitzro is thinking now at this moment?
How could his relative attack him?
Now, it's a little bit deeper than that. According to what I just told you about the Midrash. Well, what should he think now? I'll tell you what was he thinking. He was thinking, see, they rejected Timnah, right? Yes? So now, if they would accept Timnah, there would not be Amalek, and they would not go through the Milhama. So now, they learned the lesson. So now, because they rejected Timnah, so now Timnah went and married Eliphaz, and he had, the whole reason was, they knew, Avraham said, Yaakov Avinu, they knew that she doesn't have any manners, any derecherets. So that's why they didn't want to accept her. So now, Amalek came about, and then Amalek attacked Am Yisrael. So now he said, now is a good time. Why? Because they're not going to reject me. Because they're scared now. Because they're going to say, the same way that I've rejected Timnah, see what happened. So now, they're going to accept me. So that's why he says, he heard Milchamed Amalek. Why? Because now he thought it's a great opportunity to go and make an offer. Say, I want to be a Yehudi. Was it Lashem Shamayim? It wasn't Lashem Shamayim. You understand what happened? I'm sorry?
It's too complicated.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what being a Jew is. Hashem is like, you know, to learn from Yitro, that would be all my son Lashem Shamayim. נזכה מישועות, בשורות טובות וזה...
כהילה נשמות, הלל כהללו כה, כהילה נשמו נשמו שלי. כהילה נשמות, הלל כהללו כה, כהילה נשמו נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.